Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Sarah Scher, the co-founder and CEO at Kango, an app-based child care and rideshare service. Sarah, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely.
So, Sarah, for starters, tell us, what is Kango and what was the inspiration initially behind the starting of the company? Let's start there.
Kango is, like you start to mention, a transportation and child care service for kids and for families. We're specialized in transporting children of any age, so we're specially licensed and insured to be able to give safe rides to minors unaccompanied. That said, parents and caregivers are also always welcome to ride along. It's basically similar to ride sharing for adults in the sense that there is the convenience of an app. So you can go to the App Store and download the Kango app. It's a big pink kangaroo as a logo, and proceed to book whatever you need in terms of a ride, you know, coming up perhaps the same day, or as most parents actually do, book rides for your kids, perhaps for the soccer season, or if they go to school across town, you can reserve a driver for a certain period of time, say every morning, if it's hard for you to go to the office or get where you need to go at the same time as driving your kids. So that's what we do. We transport kids for parents directly and also for schools, sort of as a supplement to a school bus sometimes. If someone needs a ride that's not really the right thing for a 20 or 40 kid school bus, then we're right there to help. And in terms of what's the inspiration, well, I myself am a working mom of two, and I have two sons. Now they're teenagers, but at the time that I started Kango, two things had recently happened in my life and in life in general. The first was that I had become a parent while I worked at the first or second startup that I worked at, which was Snapfish.com. And I had a global team that I was running from the office that we worked in downtown San Francisco. And I had two preschoolers who suddenly needed to go to and from preschool, you know, twice a day there and back. And my husband worked an hour away down the peninsula here in the Bay Area. And it was just proving to be impossible to find a sitter who was also a safe driver with a safe vehicle who was available just really to focus on the transportation piece. And so being a product management professional by trade, I jumped at the opportunity to design and build a solution that didn't seem to exist, leveraging the power of mobile since smartphones had just recently come into existence. So that's how we got started. It selfishly helped me a lot in my life, but every parent that I met seemed to have the same challenge. So really kind of a mission to help all families get where they needed their kids to go without one side having to sacrifice their responsibilities or their dreams for that matter.
What a brilliant idea, and you went out there and made it happen and bringing a great service to the community, and I'm sure later we'll talk about where it is available, but quite impressive, and good job on your part. So tell us, how did the name Kango come about? I'd be curious on that as well.
Yes, that's a great question. It was really hard, actually, to name the service. Kango was actually the second version of our name. We, being a service focused on kids, we wanted an animal mascot that kids could easily recognize. All drivers wear a Kango t-shirt that has our logo and the pink kangaroo on the shirt. We were looking for an animal logo that kids would love and recognize, even if they were too little to know how to read, since we do transport kids of all ages. We were looking for a mascot that was friendly, but also dynamic and conveyed the sense that you could go places and that had an energy to it. So we brainstormed a lot, actually, before settling on the kangaroo as our mascot. We'd thought of everything that hops or even sometimes that flies, ranging from grasshoppers to rabbits to a couple of other animals that just didn't seem quite as friendly. And then all of a sudden, our visual designer at the time, as we were all sitting there filling up sheets and sheets of paper, trying to figure it out and said, well, what about a kangaroo? After all, kangaroos hop and they're really strong. They cover large distances, but yet it's perfect because they actually transport their own young. And so that's how we settled on the kangaroo. Then it became a question of, well, how do we build that into a name that everyone will recognize if they see it and know how to pronounce it? And at the same time, if they hear it, that they should know how to write it. And that was a little bit of a challenge. Our first version of the name was Kangadoo, trying to convey the idea that you could do anything, you know, that kangaroo, that Kango as a service would allow you to really get anything done that you needed to do in your life as a parent. But people got confused with Kangadoo. They didn't know if it was one O or two O's. It was just not quite as friendly as we needed it to be. So one of the advisors that we were talking to about our startup at the time told us, hey, you know, if you're a consumer business, it really should ideally be no longer than two syllables. And actually, in another brainstorming session, we came up with Kango. And there again, we stumbled on something that really seemed like a good idea because, after all, you can go, literally. That's how we came up with Kango. But it was rather a painful process, even though exciting.
Impressive how much time you took to think it over on coming up with a proper and a great name for the brand. Very, very well done. And I never would have thought about a kangaroo carrying its children. That is a perfect fit. Now, before being the co-founder and CEO of Kango, what did your previous resume look like? Touch on some of the highlights there.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let's see. I was born in the U.S. I won't go too far back in time here, but I went to Stanford University here in the Bay Area, then moved to France and went to business school, actually, in the Paris area. Following that, I went to work for what was then Anderson Consulting, now known as Accenture, and was essentially a consultant coming up with solutions for the private financial services sector. So we were going in as teams of consultants across the Paris, London, Luxembourg region mainly, and figuring out, and this will date me a little bit, but the internet didn't really exist then. So we were figuring out what systems needed to be in place and building technology into solutions. So during that, I would say, you know, really first job after graduating from business school, I realized that what I really loved, you know, more than the financial service industry was coming up with solutions to tough problems that were intellectually challenging. So ended up transferring back to the Bay Area from the Paris office, arriving back in San Francisco right as technology and the whole connectedness that became the web was starting to emerge. And so after a few more consulting assignments here in the U.S., I went to what was the first of three startups that I worked at, which was InceWeb.com. And InceWeb.com had the distinction of being the very first online insurance quoting engine. So you could, the idea was just enter your information over the web once and get a bunch of different insurance quotes instead of having to, you know, call a bunch of different agents. So that company actually IPO'd, believe it or not, in 1999. I went on to join another exciting new industry and joined Snapfish.com, which was at the dawn of digital photography. And had a real blast growing that service from just a website in the U.S. that allowed people to scan photos and send their rolls of physical film in to get scanned and put on the web to a global country, global service spanning 22 countries, which was acquired in 2005 by HP. So after that, you know, I kind of took a pause. Looked around, realized that I'd become a parent recently, had the aforementioned two preschoolers in tow, and started to brainstorm about what to do next. So that's how I ended up actually leaving Snapfish with my technical counterpart, who is now my co-founder and CTO at Kango, Siva. And then we kind of segue into the rest of the story that you heard earlier.
Now, that is quite a background. I really do appreciate your sharing some of the highlights on that as well. Today, we're joined by Sarah Scher, the co-founder and CEO at Kango, an app-based child care and rideshare service here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at competition, what sets Kango apart from other transportation or child care companies?
That's also another great question. I would say that the level of screening that we do, of course, is children are your most precious cargo. So that's number one. We do everything, frankly, that a parent would do when screening a nanny to even work inside their home on a very personal and intimate basis with their family. We run two background checks. Each driver, even though they're primarily driving, has to have childcare experience when they apply to Kango. They get fingerprinted. They get registered with the Trustline Registry of Caregivers in the state of California, which does a very thorough background check going back to when the individual turned 18. Vehicle inspections, ongoing tracking of vehicle maintenance, et cetera, as well as a training session and orientation that happens before the driver starts. So that would be number one and the most important thing, I think, to parents worldwide is the safety of our drivers. The second is the flexibility of the service. We know as parents ourselves that things happen. You can't always predict. So Kango is the only really ride-sharing service for children that allows you to book a ride same day if you need. And whether you're a school or a parent, perhaps your carpool fell through, or perhaps, you know, little Johnny doesn't feel so great at soccer practice and needs to come home early, or maybe you're stuck in traffic and can't make it to pick up. So Kango is always there for you versus other services where you need to give at least 24 hours, if not several days advance notice. We do have pre-scheduled rides too, of course, but really being there flexibly for you as a parent whenever you need us is a second differentiator. And the third that I touched on earlier is that we are actually licensed and insured to transport kids of any age. So that includes even babies. We do ask that a caregiver or parent be present if the child is under age two. That said, we do provide toddler car seats if needed, as well as booster seats. And we even, last but not least, can do childcare on the side if there's a bit of time before or after the ride where parents need help. So really kind of a Swiss Army knife of whatever you might need to help you get through your day as a parent, and with a lot of care and personalization as well.
As you've mentioned, you've been around some years now, and it's, again, quite a service and really appreciative of what you're doing in the space and bringing this, as we hope, and we'll touch on that nationwide. Now, what does the future, speaking of nationwide, what does the future look like for Kango? Anything we should be aware of or any information in regards to your coverage?
Absolutely. So we are currently operating up and down the state of California and in Arizona and Phoenix in Phoenix and Tucson. So whether you're in San Francisco, San Jose, we just started service in the Central Valley, in the Stockton and Modesto areas. But of course, Los Angeles and San Diego, Orange County, and then as I mentioned, Phoenix and Tucson. In our future, definitely plans for expansion geographically. We get calls and pleas, honestly, for service from parents all over the country, sometimes even outside the country. But, you know, as across the continent, such as, you know, parents asking for service from Boston, from New York, from Washington, D.C., from the Midwest. So definitely expanding to serve more families and more schools. And second, since we were kind of born as a combination of humans and technology, continuing to evolve the platform, it's really important to parents, obviously, to be able to track the location of the driver who has their child and taking them from A to B. That is obviously already in place, but we're excited by, you know, the continuing developments in mobile, for one, in location tracking, in safety, in electric vehicles. You know, we're very eco-conscious as well, so looking forward to keeping pace with vehicles as they become more green in California and elsewhere. So geographical expansion, keeping up and evolving to have the very cutting-edge technology, and being, you know, eco-friendly and responsible citizens as far as climate and emissions control.
Good for you. You got a lot going on. Exciting to be involved with Kango, and really appreciate all the effort in many regards. Lastly, do you have any advice for others looking to start their own business, especially those in the tech space like you did?
Well, one of the earliest pieces of advice that I can remember receiving, we went through a startup accelerator program called 500 Startups going on 6 or 7 years ago now. And I remember advice that frankly has turned out to ring very true and be useful, I believe, which was the following. When you're deciding what to build and what solution you want to offer and to sell, you know, to customers. First of all, of course, follow your passion. There's nothing like being mission-driven to help you get through, you know, the inevitable challenges and difficulties. And second, very early on, as I mentioned, we were told, hey, what you build in terms of something new needs to be 10 times better than what customers have today, or it should be something completely new that doesn't even exist yet. But if you're sort of building a variation or an improvement on an existing solution that people use in their lives, it needs to be radically better, not just a little better, in terms of what's going to move people to adopt and eventually pay for what you've done. And the way that was summarized was build an aspirin, not a vitamin. You know, something that frankly people can't live without, that is a solution that they just absolutely must have and that is critical in their lives. If it's just a little bit incrementally better than something they've already got, it's that much harder to really cross the gap and get people delighted and start something new. So that's what I would pass on. Follow your passion. Find something that you absolutely are excited about solving, but then aspirin, not a vitamin.
Brilliant advice. In conclusion, Sarah, really appreciate your time, inside advice, and information shared on Kango as well and the service you provide. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could either tap into Kango in the service or download the app and or get more information on the company.
Absolutely. So Kango is available as an app for parents, called Kango for that matter, on both the Apple App Store and on Android, so from Google Play. You simply, you know, search Kango and download the app from either of those places. And on the web, you can find more about us on our website at www.kangoapp.com. So that's KANGOAPP.com.
Easy enough. Sarah, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Sarah Scher, the co-founder and CEO at Kango, an app-based child care and rideshare service. And for all the details, visit KangoApp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.